Let's take a breath from geopolitics for a moment, because there's a genuinely remarkable scientific finding that deserves celebration. Researchers have finally identified the type of asteroid that caused the Chicxulub impact 66 million years ago, the event that ended the Cretaceous period and eliminated roughly 75% of Earth's species, including non-avian dinosaurs. Using nickel isotope analysis of the ancient clay layer preserved at the Cretaceous-Paleogene boundary, scientists have determined the impactor was a coechondrite.
For context on why that's remarkable, coechondrites represent less than 1% of all meteorites found on Earth. They're among the rarest classes of space rock in the solar system. The identification required extraordinarily precise isotopic analysis, essentially reading the chemical fingerprint of an asteroid from trace materials preserved in sedimentary clay for 66 million years.
The practical scientific implications include better understanding of where in the solar system the impactor originated, coechondrites are thought to form in the outer regions of the asteroid belt, and potentially improving our models for assessing the risk profile of different asteroid populations. It also resolves a decades-long debate among impact scientists about the Chicxulub impactor's composition.
On the defense space side, the Space Force has tripled the ceiling on its NSSL Phase 3 Lane 1 launch contracts from roughly $5.6 billion to $17 billion, with the additional $11.4 billion covering seven launch providers. The beneficiaries include SpaceX, United Launch Alliance, Blue Origin, and several newer entrants. The contract expansion signals the Pentagon's recognition that military satellite launch demand for surveillance, communications, and missile defense systems is growing substantially faster than original projections.
The timing relative to the Iran conflict is notable. Military satellite constellations provide the intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance capabilities that are foundational to modern warfare. If you're deploying F-35s to the Middle East and managing multi-front threats simultaneously, the ability to task and retask reconnaissance satellites rapidly is a combat multiplier. The Space Force isn't just a futuristic venture, it's infrastructure for the conflicts happening right now.
The adolescent brain memory study is the kind of finding that reaches out from the neuroscience literature and touches everyone who's ever wondered why their memories of early childhood are so sparse or fuzzy. Researchers studying mice found that protective structures in a key memory region, specifically perineuronal nets in the hippocampus, actually thin and diminish during late adolescence before rebuilding. This temporary window makes earlier memories harder to retrieve, and the finding may help explain childhood amnesia, the near-universal inability to recall memories from before age 3 or 4.
The implications extend into clinical territory. If the perineuronal net thinning during adolescence is a normal developmental phase, it suggests there may be a mechanism window during which certain early trauma memories become more accessible, which could have profound implications for psychiatric treatment of PTSD rooted in childhood experiences. It's also relevant to understanding adolescent mental health vulnerability more broadly.
Michigan shutting down concerts, courts, and schools from wildfire smoke is the climate story that connects to all of this. Michigan is not a state historically associated with wildfire smoke. That Great Lakes region communities are experiencing air quality events severe enough to close public institutions reflects both the increasing frequency of large fires in the western United States and Canada and the atmospheric transport patterns that carry smoke thousands of miles. The Midwest is now experiencing downstream effects of western wildfires with increasing regularity.
The NYC severe storm story belongs in the same frame. Flash flooding, tornado watches, and ground stops at all three major airports on the same day as the World Cup final, which we'll get to in a moment, with NORAD jets scrambling over the city due to an airspace incursion. The climate-driven intensification of precipitation events has made the New York metropolitan area vulnerable to the kind of flooding that historically only threatened certain low-lying neighborhoods and is now affecting transit, aviation, and public safety much more broadly.